Well, hello everyone. As I promised, this week I want to have a look at a phenomenon, a psychological and political phenomenon you might call the rightoid or the rise of the rightoid. And for that, I'm going to be reading an article that was just written on Substack by a guy called The Right to Dissent. Now, unfortunately, there are a few things in that article I'm not going to be able to read on YouTube. Due to censorship both on YouTube and off YouTube here in the UK. So I've got this child's rattle from when AAA was a baby. I kind of found it. And instead of reading that phrase that I'm not allowed to say, I'll just do this. Okay, so when I do that, it's the phrase I can't read out. Okay, but the rest of the article is good, and I'll be going into that in a second. Why is it important to focus on this? Because I have come to the belief that until the insights of this article are internalized, nobody's going to get anywhere. And in fact, so much do I believe this, that until people internalize this, I think you're actually better off just simply supporting left-wing parties like Labour, Keir Starmer, or even the Green Party over people in the rightoid mindset or with rightoid messaging. I truly believe this, and this is something that until it is internalized, the reign of the Tory boy, the MAGAtard, and so on, well, will continue indefinitely. And these people are the ultimate barriers to getting anywhere politically, anything that you want, you know, any sort of political change. These people, the Tory boy, the MAGAtard, the GOP loyalist, stand in the way, okay? And this is what this is ultimately about. Next week, I'm going to have a look at Lenin. I'm going to intensify my reading of Lenin because I have actually come across... So I'm familiar with imperialism, but there's another article that I was put onto called Socialism and War that seems highly relevant in the current climate with the Iran war and so on. And I'm starting to think that the Leninist framework for understanding Western imperialist wars has something to it. It's got something to it. Anyway, that is for next week. Remember the rattle. Before I get going here, I'll remind you to pick up courses at the Academic Agency. A mega bundle selling very well. Trivium, of course, the best seller. If you just want to dip a toe in, Foundations of Research is only 50 quid, basically giving it away. Foundations of Geometry, the newest course. Many other great courses. Foundations of Entrepreneurship by Pharaoh. You can have a look on the site. There are even more courses than that. I've got more courses than the Queen had horses. Let us get going with the rightoid. So I'm going to read this. I'm not going to share it on screen for the reason already outlined. So yet again, you will have to, you can see there's the article, but I'm not going to share it on the screen. You're going to have to just listen to me. Look at this ugly mug. Some might say not so ugly. I do have some fans, you know. The amount of you talk about my hair. Bloody hell. Anyway, let's carry on. Okay. So, The Rise of the Rightoid, a Psychological Study by the Right to Dissent. I'm going to read this and I will interject when the time comes. And of course, remember the rattle. The ascendancy of Trumpian populism in America and its inevitable lava-like spread to Europe has birthed a new political animal, the rightoid. The rightoid is the canary in the coal mine of the West's traditional right wing, signaling as he does the death throes of conservatism as a serious political, philosophical, and cultural force. And I should mention that I am devoting some of my own efforts to almost act as an undertaker for Western conservatism, you know, to call time on and throw out in the trash the likes of Burke and that whole tradition of thought, fake nonsense, basically Fabian conservatism. I want to see that go as well. Anyway, This invites both celebration and lamentation as a new plebeian populism takes over in white countries, a last stand against the inevitable anti-Zionist, I should say, anti-capitalist and anti-American revolution. I'm having to change a few words here and there, for the aforementioned reasons. As a countermeasure, the Judeo-American empire is attempting to turn the mass of right-leaning whites into a human wave of retardation to be thrown at a genuine resistance seeking to transcend the left-right kosher dialectic to forge a new political movement in service of a new political future, a future in which Europeans have at least a fighting chance of survival. A rightoid is defined as someone who, quote, leans right on the political spectrum and is exceptionally stupid, dishonest, or both. Only an analysis of the psychology of the rightoid within the current socio-political complex of Judeo-American capitalism can help us truly to understand the phenomenon. The defining characteristic of the rightoid is that he operates entirely within the current political, social, and economic paradigm, an agent of counter-revolution and counter-transcendence. You might include in this such luminaries as Styx, Hexenhammer, Razor Fist, Cernovich, who else? Jack Posobiec. I mean, there are so many of these. Scott Greer, Captive Dreamer. There are so many of these individuals. Every single Tory boy. There's so many of them. Okay, let's carry on. An agent of counter-revolution and counter-transcendence. The rightoid is wholly ensconced on the plantation of kosher party politics. Harry Engledeve, Easter Gammon worshipper, the entire writing staff of the Pimlico Journal and of Jacobs. Right versus left, Democrat versus Republican. All political machinations are viewed through the prism of the contemporary political zeitgeist, and the terminus of every political issue is ultimately to vote. Republican populist right and support of Israel. Such is the telos of the rightoid that no matter how much he protests otherwise, the rightoid is the Agent Smith of the Matrix, except less sentient. And you will recall that I had an article earlier in the year called Escaping the Slop Right Matrix and Activating Agent Smith. Those are two articles by me. But this article, I should mention, predates that. I hadn't read it at that time, but he's picking up on the same sorts of stuff that I was there. This level of conformity to a system so clearly aligned against his racial and economic interests requires a significant lack of cognitive dissonance. Hence, the rightoid can shapeshift effortlessly between oppressed dissident and empowered Caesar without any disequilibrium. The political system is rigged against us, except when Donald Trump wins, at which point we can bask in our entirely unrigged victory. He's talking about most of you. We're oppressed freedom fighters under the boot heel of the globalists, except when Donald Trump pulls out a chair for Benjamin Netanyahu, demonstrating our dominance in the 5D political chess game. The rightoid psychological tenor bears the emotional volatility of a hormonal woman. That's why I love this article. It's so accurate and yet scathing at the same time. And if anything, it doesn't even go hard enough. You deserve even harder kicking than this. The political temperament of the rightoid is reactionary. Image and emotion predominate over system and theory. The political victories quench his thirst for abstract feelings of victory rather than concrete gain. I'll just repeat that. Abstract feelings of victory rather than concrete gain. vibes-based politics, in other words. The truth of mass deportations of millions of illegal immigrants is secondary to the feeling associated with such things invoked by a kaleidoscope of images and memes coalescing in the mind's eye as a lived reality. To feel as though one is winning is enough to satiate the hunger for victory, the nothing burger pill invoking a banquet. Politically, the rightoid engages in hyper-real aesthetics rather than kinetic practice. His political vision, lit by Plato's cave fire, whose shadows materialize as social media feeds and television news shows. He sees and is satisfied by only the surface reflection of political events, not the complex current beneath. I'll read that again. He sees and is satisfied by only the surface reflection of political events and not the complex currents beneath. To dive too deeply might mean one is carried away by the undertow of political realism. Why plumb the depths when one can float supine on the surface? I hope these blows are landing. And if they're not landing, fucking slap yourself in the face. Go and look in the mirror and slap yourself in the face until you fucking wake up. I'll carry on reading. Hence, when Republican operative Charlie Kirk is assassinated, a man who openly opposed pro-white politics while simultaneously advocating for, it's the bit I can't read, is venerated as a bastion of white Christian America. The image of Kirk, the projection of his mediated representation, is more real than the physical instantiation, more real than real. The beatification of Kirk reveals the superficiality of rightoid epistemology. Lacking the patience for critical analysis, his understanding of the world is a collage of video fragments and headlines, an out-of-context clip sufficing to justify his emotionally charged instincts despite masses of contradictory evidence. Beautifully written by this chap, I must say. Don't know anything else about him. This is a great article, though. The rightoid is ontologically embedded within the consumer entertainment superstructure of hypercapitalism. Thus, political victories manifest within taxonomies of economy, as in the go woke, go broke mantra accompanying controversies around corporate progressivism. The answer to Bud Light featuring a troon in its advertising is not systemic change, but a product boycott. The rightoid places the enjoyment of consuming the content of political victory above real world change. Again, so many great sentences here. I will read that one again. The rightoid places the enjoyment of consuming the content of political victory above real world change. The idea that a corporation is in some sense suffering is sufficient, a kind of performative spectatorship as a substitute for political engagement. Winning is not institutional and legislative, but rhetorical and aesthetic, an emotional moment of triumph bereft of any ideological or tactical symmetry. The rightoid will celebrate when illegal immigrants are bused to New York, displaying a complete disregard for the city's welfare. And then they will complain bitterly over the election of a, quote, Muslim communist as mayor of New York, who on his first day will impose Sharia law and massive tax hikes. The rightoid trades in the currency of emotion, spending lavishly for short-term dopamine hits as his balance of ideological consistency is drained away to nothing. He will unironically claim membership of a multiracial MAGA movement, cheering on non-white Republican candidates while simultaneously branding support for Palestine as, quote, brown-coded, an acute deficit of metacognitive capacity and reflective awareness cushions the rightoid from any intellectual discordance. A core component of rightoid psychology is conspiracy theorizing. He is ontologically skeptical, but this skepticism is delimited to the content of the political system, faked videos, doctored images, rather than the political system itself. The rightoid is a performative skepticism, an enjoyment of the sensation of conspiracy and the dissident status this affords as a substitute for the intellectual effort required to diagnose real power. This explains the amorphous nature of actors within his conspiracy construct. The globalists, the Islamo-fascists, the satanic pedophiles. Conspiracy theorizing is another form of content to be enjoyed, a warm bath of mediated pseudo-dissidents from which the rightoid is reluctant to rise. The test of any theory is predictive power. The theory of over the West is testable and evidence-based, allowing its adherents to explain why the American empire acts as it does. Rightoid conspiracy theories are marked by their complete lack of explanatory power, false trails leading nowhere, a closed circuit of paranoid suspicion. In a world of powerlessness and dispossession, conspiracy theorizing is a political palliative, a narrative methadone that numbs the pain instead of offering a painful cure. Rightoid thinking is personality driven. His imagination is captured by the political shell game of identity, repeating mantra-like pre-packed phrases such as Joe Biden's America or Sadiq Khan's London. It matters little to the rightoid. The democratic leaders are figureheads with little power to change the direction of the state or reconfigure the political superstructure. That the mayor of London has no power over immigration matters little. He is the democracy piñata that the rightoid is invited to whack away at hopelessly while the real power remains untouched. This is what I've been doing recently, is kind of deliberately praising Keir Starmer, deliberately leaning away from all of these kind of rightoid tropes, and it triggers a lot of people, and I see their little rightoid, oh, but actually, fuck off, the lot of you, absolutely fuck off. This guy is completely spot on. Having little capacity for independent thought, the rightoid is highly susceptible to the kosher narratives of dissent. He is invited to engage in all of this. This explains the success in Europe of the counter-jihad movement, a dialectical construct designed to corral right-wingers into Zionism. The staff sergeant of this fraud is Tommy Robinson, the platonic form of rightism. I'll repeat that. Tommy Robinson, the platonic form of rightoidism. It seemingly never occurs to the rightoid that in his single-minded campaign against Muslims, he finds himself entirely aligned with and in the service of interests rather than his own, pointing out that it is race rather than religion that is the key variable, that black people are far more prone to criminality than Muslims. The rightoid will often react angrily, as if you have spoiled the ending of a TV drama that he was emotionally engaged in. This is the politics of performative belonging as a proxy for critical participation. So many banger sentences. This is the politics of performative belonging as a proxy for critical participation. Seldom do I come across a piece that is so well written that I think, Wish I'd written that sentence. Anyway, Wiley might agree that all foreigners might be removed from white countries, suggesting that be among them will cause cognitive short-circuiting. The rightoid feels the heat of the flames as he is drawn towards the fire of genuine dissidence. He does not wish to give up his comfy seat at the shadow wall. Another rightoid trait is an obsession with aesthetics. For him, the aesthetic is not a means to an end of political representation, as in the high fashion of National Socialism, but an end in itself. The rightoid posits an entirely chimeric correlation between physical appearance and power, arrogating to himself the right to critique any incongruity arising when a powerful figure does not meet his culturally mediated standard of appearance. That his political hero, Donald Trump, is an overweight pensioner with an orange tan face matters little. From his position of powerlessness, the rightoid critique of aesthetics is akin to a person laughing at the choice of boots being worn by a mob kicking him to death. Ultimately, the rightoid functions as a pressure release valve for systemic discontent among whites as they are gradually and then suddenly turned into a minority in their own countries. The rightoid is an anti-establishment coded crusader against the system, but whose political instantiation is delineated entirely by the very powers he imagines he opposes. He is the skunk spray ejected by Judeo-America in the midst of an existential crisis of legitimacy, a political immune response to a growing and palpable discontent with the political status quo. A much shorter way of saying that is containment. For the rightoid, engaging in political reality comes with a cost he is ultimately unwilling to pay. Instead, he bites on the bait dangled in front of him, choosing instead an ersatz politics of memes and bloviation, which serves only to legitimize the very system destroying him. The rightoid psychological universe is a tempting one, politics as content, as a slop feed. It is to perform politics as the central character in a role-play video game as your race, your nation, your culture are destroyed. Rightoid politics is performance art in a burning theatre. And I tell you what, that is a great article. He burnt up the page. It's very rare that I'll read out something and be like, yeah, that was fire. Very good. I'd encourage you to go and check that guy out. It's on Substack. The guy's name is, if you type in rightoid into Substack, that article will come up, and it's called The Rise of the Rightoid, a psychological study. Hopefully loads of people will go and read that, you know, tell them AA sent you. And yeah, very, very interesting. Now, you know, you don't have to go all the way to some of the conclusions that he has come to, but certainly this guy is pointing in the right direction, and he's pointing in the right, he has the right diagnosis of the psychological makeup of the rightoid. And the more you engage in rightoid behavior, the more you're basically falling into the enemy's frame. What are some defenses against this? Okay, what are some defenses against it? Well, I mean, I'll keep on going back. Right? Back to old Evola, okay? First of all, you have to learn what ride the tiger means and how to do it. Don't react to every little thing, because I mean, I'm trying to think of a good analogy here. Imagine this is the right, okay? And imagine that this rattle here is this rattle is the left, okay? And you're the rightoid, okay? And this rattle is a man wearing a dress, you know, on the left, or Hannah Spencer dancing, or some bullshit Sadiq Khan has said, okay? Now imagine you're here. Here's the rattle, and you're always So they have agency to move and to do stuff and to kind of to act, to have agency in the political spectrum by just doing stuff. Okay, and you, by being locked in this dynamic of reacting to them, get keep on being pushed, wherever they want. Okay, I'll give you a very good example, right? Very good example of this that happened in the past week. There was a BBC article, right? A BBC article saying, criticizing dog owning, right? Which is a very obviously a this is a nation of dog lovers, right? All my family are all dog lovers. I'm not a dog lover, by the way. It's just me. But all my family have been, and you know, they've always had a dog. You know, I'm somewhat a black sheep in that regard. But anyway, they had this article, you know, criticizing dog loving, you know, and some black presenter was there. And, of course, predictably, you know, this was the left doing its old rattle thing. And predictably, all of the right wingers, right, all of the rightoids on Twitter couldn't help react, put out a tweet, you know, find some way to bend it back round to their normal rightoid talking points. And then they're back, you know, you're back where they want you. You're back reacting. You're back being there's nothing but this kind of reactionary release valve for anger, right? But you're not like, as long as you're doing that, you're actually strengthening the system. You're strengthening the dialectic of the system. So one of the things that you have to do is disengage from the dialectic. The only way you can do that is having the inner strength to do so. You know, using some of the techniques that the old Baron will teach you here. So that's the first thing, is just having like the developing the discipline not to do that. And if anything, I go the other way. I always go out of my way to praise the left when they do stuff that we want. For example, Keir Starmer reducing immigration by 70%. Keir Starmer just in the past week has done away with arrests for tweets and non-hate crime incidents. Okay, it was Labour that did away with that. You know, he's brought in age restrictions, which has made 90% of porn sites inaccessible, right? Okay, yeah, you can use a VPN, but most people aren't going to do that. So he's actually reduced net traffic from the UK to porn sites by 90%. All of these things are stuff that Keir Starmer has done. But the rightoid framing that wants you on the left-right dialectic all the time, you're permanently just meant to hate Keir Starmer. Well, why is that? Who benefits from vitriol against Keir Starmer? Okay, well, all my enemies benefit. Okay, Kemi Badenoch benefits, or Nigel Farage benefits, and Tommy Robinson benefits, and Douglas Murray benefits. Well, these people are worse enemies even than Starmer. And it's only getting out of the rightoid mindset that is going to break this. And in America now, they're having this whole conversation about, is MAGA done? How can we save it? How can we save Trump? How can we get out of this? Can we have some reconciliation between, you know, people who've come to these sorts of conclusions and the people who are stuck in the coat pole? You have to wrap up the GOP and put it in its coffin, bury it, stick it 20 foot underground. It is an ex-para. It is dead. You have to do the same thing to all of these horrible, hideous, fake conservative parties that are designed to do nothing but what that article said. And until everybody comes to that sort of realization, I'm just going to support the left. I'm going to support the left until people get out of this fucking nonsense. You know, this is the Fuentes line. You know, we'll vote for the Democrats because, you know, until this is the only way to get through to the rightoid brain is to actively just cheer for the other side, to try to like jolt people out of reflexive rightoidism. It is a you know, they say the woke mind virus. Rightoidism is a mind virus. It's an even worse mind virus. Let's hope this video does some bit to cure you from it. slowly but surely, I have cured many people of rightoidism, you know, over the years. But this is yet another kind of call to action. Anyway, pick up a course at the academic agency. You know, if you take foundations of writing, you'll be able to write as well as that guy. If you take foundations of logic, you'll be able to come up with, you know, have the critical skills to see through the absolute bullshit of the Farages and the Tommy Robinsons and so on, who basically have to lie all the time because their whole position is built on lies. I've said it before. The left, you know, I've talked about Lenin, I've talked about all these commies and so on, and even the woke, they occasionally tell the truth by accident, or they stumble on the truth, or they come up with, you know, they're close to the truth in some way because they're coming face to face with what power is. Okay, and they're looking at structure, they're looking at the actual forces of history. Whereas these people that we're talking about, the rightoid, never, that his entire worldview is a construct and is a lie and is a hyper-real fantasy that never at any point touches a real situation. And even worse, over the years, even dealing with the culture war stuff, I watched rightoids fabricate out of thin cloth. They fabricate, okay, culture war events, right, by deliberately stoking controversies or, you know, claiming cancellations which didn't happen. Now, there were real cancellations during the culture war, don't get me wrong, okay? I know fully well there were real, genuine cancellations. But there are also many, many times where they deliberately engineered a quote-unquote cancel. You know, this is like Ben Shapiro rocking up to some university and some, you know, little student council saying, we don't want Ben Shapiro there. And then Ben Shapiro appearing with some kind of gag on his face as if he's been banned, you know, blast. This sort of bullshit culture war strategy and tactics. Okay, Matt Goodwin is trying the death throes of it right now by claiming that the mainstream won't touch his book and there's a conspiracy against him about his new slop AI book. You have to be able to see through these rightoid tactics. They are designed, right? These people are a Pied Piper. They're a Pied Piper, you know, playing a flute, leading you towards your own doom. Anyway, that's enough for one day. Pick up a course. Get out of here, everyone. Hope you have a lovely weekend, all of you sensible and centered folk out there, but not the rightoid. If you're a rightoid, I hope you'll, after watching this video, you spend the whole weekend trapped in a kind of, hopefully it actually induces some sort of cognitive dissonance in you, so you wake the fuck up. All right, bye everyone. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.